Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for joining me. This is a projection of your subconscious where our goal is to help change lives one self-empowering thought at a time. I am your host, the Honorable Hollywood Link Jones. I hope everyone is enjoying this wonderful three-day weekend and at some point you get ready to get the brand new week off to a very productive start. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of that. And as you all know, the reason that there is a three-day weekend is because we are observing the birthday of a very legendary figure in the history of the planet, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So special acknowledgement to him for all of his efforts and the wonderful work that he did throughout the course of his existence. With that said, listeners, it is that time again. It is the season finale. This is the season finale of season 7. And for those of you who are new to the podcast, this is where we collectively take an opportunity to acknowledge ourselves for the work that we have been putting in over the last 3 months towards the achievement of our goals. Yes. It's very important that we do this for ourselves periodically. Because you see, rewarding ourselves and acknowledging ourselves along the journey keeps us enthusiastically engaged. After all, think about how you would feel if you busted your ass at a job day in and day out, but never got any credit for it, never had your efforts acknowledged by your superiors, never got a bonus, never got a raise, or attaboy, attagirl, something along those lines. After a while, you would start to question why you're even working so hard. Soon after that, questioning why you're even working so hard turns into, well, ceasing to work so hard. You begin cutting corners and doing subpar work. You guys know what I'm talking about. I may have just handed out a pair of shoes that fit some of you quite nicely, if you get my drift. You see, our minds and our bodies function much the same way. We need to reward and acknowledge ourselves. Otherwise, we'll have a full-on internal mutiny on our hands. Complete anarchy within ourselves. Our universe will begin to turn on us. Because what happens is when you're just pushing towards a goal without any time in between to take a break and show yourself some appreciation, what happens is our entire physiology is in constant survival mode. The significance of this is that like attracts like. We've all heard this before. So if internally we're constantly in survival mode, externally we would have to be in survival mode as well. We'll find ourselves constantly up against one deadline or another. Deadlines at work, deadlines at school, deadlines with our bills. Specifically, that we'll find ourselves always having to pull a rabbit out of the hat so that we can pay the rent or the light bill or the phone bill in the 23rd hour. Nod your head if you can relate to what I'm saying. I can feel that light bulb just went off for many of you because I just connected a couple of dots for you. If you have found that just barely being able to pay your bills before the due date each month has been a regular occurrence, then it's most likely because you have unconsciously trapped yourself in a constant state of survival. And until you free yourself from that state, barely meeting deadlines is going to be a consistent, reoccurring theme in your life. For example, recently a friend of mine suggested to me that I should strongly consider rewarding myself, a notion that initially I wanted to reject. Now, I didn't say this to her, but I was thinking to myself, No. You don't understand. I am not at a place in life where I want to be yet. I will reward myself when I get there. And after having this brief conversation within myself, I then looked at her and I said, you know what? I think the universe might be trying to communicate something to me through you. Me, Mr. Honorable Hollywood Link Jones, the guy who's telling everyone else that they need to take time for themselves, was so deep into my own unconscious state of perpetual survival mode that when someone suggested to me that I should take some time to really do something nice for myself, my first instinct was to become defensive. You know that you're a survival mode junkie when someone suggests to you that you should do something nice for yourself and your first thought is to argue against that. Which just goes to show that even I, the great Hollywood Link Jones, is not exempt from the potentiality of getting high off my own supply. I had to take a step back, all the way back, and actually look at my life and what the reality that I was faced with was that, yes, I pay my bills on time every month, but I'll be damned if it's not an adventure. We're talking getting payments in at the 59-minute, 59-second mark of the 23rd hour. And there's no reason for this other than I have created this closed time loop of an existence for myself where I am constantly up against a deadline. Shit, even this podcast episode is barely eking in before the deadline for me to submit it. You see, sometimes we can find ourselves so deep in a particular state of existence that we can't tell whether our choices are dictating the circumstances or the circumstances are dictating our choices. This is how we can find ourselves in a closed time loop for several consecutive years, decades. We don't even realize or have the courage to believe that our choices are in fact what's creating the circumstance. So what happens is we find ourselves constantly reacting to outer stimuli. The question then becomes, how do we get off the train? Right? You're saying, yeah, Hollywood, I know exactly where this train heads every time. And I don't like the destination, but it seems like the only option that life is giving me. And what I want to tell you is that I've been there, and I can absolutely relate. And that the way to finally getting off that train is to stop living your life from survival mode. This episode is all about self-appreciation, and an undervalued component of self-appreciation is learning how to trust ourselves to be able to come up with a solution for whatever adverse circumstance we find ourselves in. You see, don't empower the problem. That's how you get trapped in a cycle. What you want to empower is your ability to solve the problem. What we are talking about is a three-step process. I like to break things down into at least 3 steps. Keep it nice and simple. Something like this, I want to keep it at 3 steps. We can go to 5 sometimes, but right now, I feel 3 is sufficient. Step number 1. Know that you are greater than any problem that you have been faced with. The problem is a shadow of your mind. Your shadow cannot harm you. It does to you what you do to yourself. If you hug yourself, then it will hug you back. But if you strangle yourself, then you give it no choice but to choke the shit out of you. Second step is to claim your supremacy over the problem. How do you do this? You do it by calmly and confidently stating a simple affirmation that claims the existence of your solution in the present tense. In the present tense. There's only one time, and that time is the present. So don't claim the solution for some time in the future. Claim it for now. I'll explain how that works in just a second. Lastly, step number 3. Forget about the problem altogether and go do something that you enjoy. Go have some fun, damn it. It's above you now. You see, our subconscious works best when it's not under pressure. Stop pressuring your subconscious. Claim your solution, then go on about your business as if the solution had already taken place and the problem is now behind you. What this does is that it tricks the subconscious mind into believing that your problem is in fact solved. And through the law of inverse transformation, I'm going to say that one more time, inverse transformation, which is basically a fancy way of saying that there cannot be any empty spaces along the universe's timeline. So if we place the entirety of our faith in a particular outcome, the universe must react to that and rush in to create a bridge that connects us to that outcome. Make sense? So through the law of inverse transformation, our problem must solve itself under those circumstances. I have to point out here that there is an element of being able to simply let go and allow the universe to determine how that bridge is created. I'm going to say that again for you. Let go and allow the universe to determine exactly how that bridge is created. We don't get to determine the how, because our actions do not exist in a vacuum. What I mean by this is that our thoughts and our actions set off a chain sequence of events that will impact the lives of other people. If we want to keep our hands clean and not be responsible for anything unfortunate happening to another person, then we'll stay out of the kitchen and let the universe do the cooking. Capiche? Capiche? Got a little Bill Cosby in me right there. The point of all of this is to say that even if you are not where you want to be right now, you can still show yourself some love and appreciation. If we wait until we get to where it is that we want to be in life in order to celebrate and appreciate ourselves, then we might not ever actually do it. Consider that for a moment. The mind and body will stay in survival mode and as a result attract circumstances to you that force you to constantly have to struggle to get by. However, ladies and gentlemen, there is a however here. If you say to yourself that you are going to take care of yourself and do nice things for yourself without needing to first have some long-term accomplishment already achieved, then the journey becomes a lot less difficult and a lot more fun. So this week, make it a point to do something that is unapologetically nice for yourself. Why not today? You got Monday off. Just a suggestion. The point I'm making is don't qualify it. Don't make up some special occasion. Just do something incredibly nice for yourself without needing a reason why. You don't need a reason why. What you'll start to notice is that the universe will then begin to reciprocate this energy. You will become so lost in this new reality that you won't be able to tell if your choices are creating the circumstances or if the circumstances are creating your choices. And I don't know about you guys, but personally, that sounds like the type of closed time loop that I'd like to get trapped in. Thank you for listening. If you found any part of this episode to be of value, do not be stingy. Share the wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, share with as many people as you can. Also, be sure to rate me on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, keep pushing forward and don't give up. Someone is depending on you to become successful. God bless.